We are back with more of Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. The STEM fields, also known as science, technology, engineering, and math, have a diversity problem. Far too few women and people of color work in them. But a local initiative is hoping to change what the tech industry looks like, at least in Milwaukee. The Milky Way Tech Initiative is one program under the umbrella company Jet Constellations that Nadia Johnson started nearly 2 years ago. The initiative recently partnered with American Family Insurance Institute for Corporate and Social Impact, both to build new startups and to drive diversity and inclusion in the Southeast Wisconsin tech scene. Johnson recently spoke with WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell.
So we talk about the need for more diversity in the STEM fields, and I was able to find some data from the Pew Research Center, 2014 to 2016 data, but it says in STEM jobs, Black people make up only 9% of those jobs, Hispanics 7%, Asians 13%, and white people 69%. What do you think when you see those numbers?
So I think it's alarming. It is. It's alarming. And it's something that can be addressed. It's not rocket science, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're not trying to find water on Mars here. And I think that what's required in order to address these issues and to bring about equitable opportunities, I think, is to consult and reach out to the right people. Mm-hmm. I think that there's powerful entities that don't know how to address this issue. And they hire and fire people and trying to figure out what's the right solution. And really, I think that it's important for these organizations to know that you have to empower the right individuals. And so there are folks who know how to bridge the gaps. And it's just a matter of trusting and partnering with organizations that know how to address these issues to bring about the change that we want to see. I think that the numbers that you just shared, they are well known. And in fact, it's you can walk into a room, any classroom, and see it, right? Mm-hmm. So it's obvious. But I think that it's time for us to not be okay with it. Right. And that's one thing that, you know, I can say that there are certain organizations here in Milwaukee who are not OK with it and are willing to partner with the right institutions, organizations to make the change. And for those that I have witnessed that seemingly are OK with the numbers and I have, I think it's a matter of educating these organizations on why this is an actual issue. Right. In that this is not necessarily by choice of Black people or what they call minorities. This is just what we call a symptom of systemic oppression. Right. Mm-hmm. Like this is a result of that. Right. You don't know what you don't know. And the fact of the matter is it's also alarming to me because this is the tech STEM is the future. It's not going to go away and it's the future. And so if we, you know, Black people, women, we are not a part of the conversation, it's going to have lasting impacts on our populations economically, for sure, right? Because mm-hmm. it's going to be difficult for us to get certain jobs, and most of these jobs are going to be heavily dependent on having these skills. And it's also just, it's going to impact our world in general. Right? We've got artificial intelligence and machine learning models being built by a certain group of people, as you just shared those numbers, right? So if these groups of people have certain mindsets, certain biases, it's going to be built into the programming, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to have machine learning models that are currently being built right now at this moment that's going to help determine whether or not you get a house, you get the credit mm-hmm. card. Right. And so if these machine learning models don't have certain perspectives, our perspectives, you can imagine how that's going to impact us in the future. So it's necessary that we are part of this, right? And so we have to educate organizations who don't understand it just yet on why it's necessary. And we have to hold them accountable as well. And so that's one of the things that I'm hoping to do with the Milky Way Tech Hub is if you're not partnering with the Milky Way Tech Hub and if you're not making sure that you're a part of this drive for diversity in Milwaukee's ecosystem, what are you doing and why not? And in that way, we're holding people accountable.
So the Milky Way Tech Hub is an initiative under the umbrella company Jet Constellations that you founded. For those who aren't familiar, explain a bit more about what Jet Constellations does.
So Jet Constellations was initially formed to address the lack of diversity in Milwaukee's tech ecosystem. It has evolved into a software company that builds out internal software and custom software for our clients. A lot of the internal software that we're developing right now and raising funds for are around the insurer tech space. Our target demographic, while we are welcoming to all brilliant minds, is the urban community, right? Making sure that we are providing resources so that they can take their brilliant ideas to the next level. So what we've learned is that the gap that currently exists is individuals are typically in underrepresented populations have brilliant ideas, but don't necessarily know how to take it to the next level in getting funding, getting teams together, and actually building out a product. And so while we are a software company, we also function as an incubator of sorts and taking ideas that people have and empowering them to be not just the folks that have the great ideas, but the folks who are the CEOs and founders of their own tech companies as well. And so you know, functioning as a software company, that's really how we make our money. but again, we also aim to make a social impact, right? And that's how the Milky Way Tech Hub initiative was birthed. And so the overall function of the Milky Way Tech Hub initiative is to promote STEM education throughout underrepresented, underestimated communities, build strategic partnerships with organizations that are like-minded and very much invested in seeing our mission be brought to life, and also empowering, again, underestimated, underrepresented Black people, women, to be founders and CEOs of their own tech company.
And so earlier in the summer, the Milky Way Tech Hub partnered with American Family Insurance Institute for Corporate and Social Impact. Talk a little bit more about how that came together.
Yeah. So by the time AmFam landed here, they made it very known that they were pushing diversity in tech and STEM. The Milky Way Tech Hub had started to, the wheels were already moving. And so we had created a community, and that's still currently growing and expanding, which I'm grateful for. And I believe that they just heard the buzz of the Milky Way Tech Hub. And so they reached out to me, and we sat down, had some coffee. I talked to them about the mission, and they were thrilled to hear that we existed. And the mission was carrying a lot of momentum and making some immediate impact in the city, and they wanted to be a part of it. And I think that one thing that's really important that I've noticed about AmFam Institute, aside from other organizations that I've worked with thus far, is that they, in their mindset, they were very much partnership oriented and not just sponsorship. So there are certain folks who, oh, you're doing something for diversity, here's some money, or here's your money for your event. And they're very much, we want to create a long-term partnership to see this through, to make this actually happen. And so they're working alongside Jet Constellations in the Milky Way, and that's extremely powerful. And then the sort of corporate citizenship that's necessary in order to make the sort of drastic change that we're aiming for.
And what do you see this partnership offering to Milwaukee in the long term?
Yeah, great question. So the goal of the Milky Way Tech Hub in general is to make Milwaukee known as a place where Black people, women, and people who fall under that whole underestimated and underrepresented category can come and thrive in tech. And there are not many places where, that actually exist. And so in order to create that sort of ecosystem, it requires strategic partnerships. It requires capital, right? It requires resources, right? Mm-hmm. Not just any resources, but resources that understand the need for diversity in the tech space and want to do whatever is necessary to bring about that change. And so the partnership with AmFam Institute, the goal is to leverage whatever resources that they can provide to bring this mission to life. So our first venture is to encourage and empower the startup ecosystem, specifically those with diverse backgrounds, to begin to see themselves as CEOs and founders of their own tech company. And right now we are together. Our first venture will be November 16th. We're hosting Milky Way Tech for Good Pitch Out, which is encouraging communities to come together, think of some great ideas on how they can support Milwaukee leveraging technology, and start your own startup, create your own product, pitch it out November 16th, and you may be awarded up to $10,000. So the goal with American Family is just empowering the startup community and making sure that diversity is a priority.
Support for Race and Ethnicity Reporting is provided by The Doman Company.
Nadia Johnson is the CEO of Jet Constellation. She spoke with WUWM's Taryn Powell. There's more information on Jet Constellations and the Milky Way Tech Hub at WUWM.com. And the company will also participate in Startup Milwaukee Week, which begins on November 11th.